from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation. Full show today. Rangers were scheduled to visit the Yankees, but that storm is so intense there on the East Coast, they canceled it well ahead of the scheduled 6:05 start. So have a doubleheader tomorrow while we're all out there at Hurtado in Arlington having the Fan Bowl, eating delicious barbecue and competing, watching the Olympic gold medal basketball game. It's going to be an incredible Saturday afternoon there, Hurtado in Arlington, and we'd love to have you out. A lot of Olympic stuff happening right now, and here's the Chief with a look at it with Pure Gold.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. There are going to be a couple of spoilers here, so just understand that. Prepare your body and prepare your volume if you are anxiously awaiting getting home and watching these Olympics take place. Now, we're actually right now being privy to live boxing footage of the Algerian girl with the extra, you know, the gender
levels.
Question.
Yeah.
The gender question girl.
Honestly, this Chinese boxer looks very comparable.
Yeah. I just noticed that's the bout that's on right now. I don't know if this is going for gold. I don't even know where we're at in the proceedings, it's interesting to see how this fight goes here. Land some strikes. Now we had all sorts of things going down as it pertains to the Olympics and the track stuff and Team USA. And we had our moment here. We had our moment, and this is Team USA ladies 4x1 for gold. Sha'Carri Richardson is the final leg, and this is the sound.
Great Britain out front. They will hand off first. Amy Hunt is making the exchange to Daryl Nida. Here comes Sha'Carri Richardson. Look to the far side. Sha'Carri's got him covered. All the way to the line. USA wins gold.
Now, she ends up, she's able to basically look back at the opponent for the final, however, maybe 20 meters or whatever. I don't know.
She took a glance at her.
She
got shoulder to shoulder with her and then looked at her and then said, no, not today, ma'am. You're not getting this one done.
Slingshot engaged.
Seriously. Yeah. And the photo of it, I believe we have a little clip of it, and then we should also have the photo here on the fan cam. Carter can pull up for those of you that didn't see it, but this is the coolest still shot from the Olympics at this point. I mean, I don't know if it's going to get any cooler where shortly before finishing in first place there, you have Sha'Carri looking over to her right as she's sort of, I mean, you're almost like you're high-stepping into the end zone.
Yeah.
Like it's already this, my work is done here. And her looking over at the opponent as she's a few feet ahead before she enters the finish line is just an epic, cold, cold pick of the day.
The pride of Dallas Carter.
Took the baton in fourth. She ends up like amazing. Over a meter, maybe 2 meters ahead.
Yeah.
What a badass.
Did Gabby hand it to her? Is that who handed it to her? Gabby Thomas, did she run that leg to get it to her? Third leg?
I don't think Gabby was third leg. I don't know who was, but I don't believe that was Gabby. But I'm sure I'll be corrected when inevitably I'm wrong. That was incredible. Watching her do that was wonderful, and the Team USA gets the gold there. Unfortunately, on the men's side of things, they placed seventh in the men's 4x1 because they had the bad baton toss,
yeah,
which is really, really disappointing. That's
heartbreaking.
How many hours have been dedicated to getting that thing right, and then you fumble it. And that is probably the most frustrating way to lose, I would imagine. It's like, gosh, I didn't even give myself a chance with the bad toss.
Yeah. There's so much going on, they can't perfect it. You know, they can't get it to where it's just so smooth because you're trying to run and look back and hand the baton and take off sprinting. There's like three or four things that got to happen at the same time.
So many things.
Abby's biggest disappointment for her only track and field season is when she messed up the baton thing. And it's just like this crushing feeling of disappointment.
It's not that easy. It does look like it would be a little bit like anxious to make sure you get the pass off.
For sure.
You're moving full speed. They're starting to get a run going. It's like, man, that exchange needs to be on point.
Yeah, it does. And for as easy as it looks when it's done correctly, there's no question it's very, very difficult, especially when you're at the height of pressure and everything like that. So the men do not get it done. That's Team USA failing to medal in the men's 4x1 relay for the fifth straight Olympics.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a frustrating streak that we're riding here.
And Noah Lyle said, I'm not doing this one.
COVID.
Yeah, he couldn't do it, right?
Yeah, he could, COVID. I guess, if he wanted to. He just said
I think they asked him not to.
Well, he said yesterday he thinks that they're fast enough. The U.S. team didn't need him to win gold.
Oh,
so
really?
He was bowing out of the – that was his final race of the Olympics.
Did our 16-year-old start this thing? Did he take it first?
Yeah, he was in the – started. I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe he did.
He ran the first leg. Yeah.
Man.
Okay, so people are saying that – like, I went all in with this Sha'Carri Richardson photo. People are saying that there's a surf pick.
The surfer guy. I was going to tell you that if you ever stopped talking.
Is that what
the surfer guy? Yeah, the guy won the gold medal, and he came flying out of this wave. He was in the tunnel, and then it shot him straight up. His board went one way, and it was horizontal, and he was next to his board, and he had his fist in the air, he's like they were both floating above the water.
Okay, I see that. I see that. Yeah, that's pretty dang cool. Him and his board look like they're levitating like 20 feet above the waters.
Yeah.
That is okay. That's impressive. Sort of a 1A, 1B situation with the coolest photo of the Olympics then.
I would say the guy that was the pistol guy, I say that's another good photo too.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. The Turkish shooter.
The Turkish shooter. I think that was awesome.
That guy's a stud.
Hey, it looks like the 16-year-old was not in that relay right there.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got that one.
Okay. All right.
Hey, and also.
One of them damn relays.
Of course, I got the Gabby Thomas thing wrong as well. So, my apologies.
Sorry, man. That's a lot of damn relays, bro.
There's so many, so much misinformation in this segment. You're right, 810.
Because you don't know which one is a heat, and you don't know which one. Is this the 4x? Or
it's
is
a lot
this
of track.
The, it's a lot of going on. A lot of
there
track,
is.
Bro.
There's a lot of track happening.
What's the segment called, by
Pure
the way?
Pure Bronze, as always. Olympic segment of the day.
Yeah. I feel like.
I kind of feel like we dropped the baton here on our on our train. I mean, I think that maybe the anchor.
I feel like we hotboxed the card and came in here and started talking about Olympics.
I agree.
I might have COVID. Four individual hotboxes.
I might have COVID.
Did you see that kid's bronze medal, though?
Yes, that's deteriorating.
My goodness, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing, dude. He's
I did not see this.
He's had his bronze medal for like a weekend's worth of time, and it's already like rusting, or the bronze is like wearing off. It just looks like it's potentially a very cheaply made bronze medal.
Which kid are we talking about?
Skateboarder guy.
Okay.
Said he won it late last week. He spent the weekend sort of hanging out and sweating, let a couple of friends wear it. Now it looks like a 25-year-old penny.
Nyjah Houston won bronze medal, 29 years old, California kid, skateboarding legend.
Damn.
And after a few days of wearing the bronze medal, he says, you know, he's like, obviously I've been sweating and stuff and it's been on my bare skin or whatever. I've had my friends wearing it, but this thing's already sort of wearing down pretty quickly.
Green ring around your neck. Yes. Oh, like cheap gold.
It's that cubic zirconian bronze. Yeah,
I don't know, man. Maybe think about winning the gold next time. That would probably be.
Hey, don't you disrespect relax. Mr. Houston, okay?
You gotta relax.
Maybe
the gold plated medal because it's only 7% gold.
Yeah.
Hey, you seen that gymnast kid? I think it's Frederick, I believe his last name is. He won a bronze as well. And they asked him to see his little medal, and he pulled it out of his backpack. He had gum stuck to it and everything. Like,
man, we were just not caring about these medals. Bro. Come on, guys.
Like it's a medal from a youth sports tournament. What are you doing? Well, now you have some people that are stepping up here saying, like, the 214. That actually means that it's just good quality bronze. That's what bronze does. It oxidizes. So maybe that's what we saw.
Yep. Science.
Some oxidation on the bronze
I
medal
think we're
and not
butt
rust.
Crack there. I just think
no
we
butt
are.
Cracking. Instantly? That sounds like an intelligent texture right
we're
there.
We're doing that in 72 hours?
I don't know.
Why was bronze ever mined from the earth, if that's how pathetic it is? Yeah. Leave it in there.
That's
worse than
it's
dirt.
Best.
682 says he's lying. He actually took a dip in the poo water wearing his bronze medal.
There
and that's
you
why
go.
It started to deteriorate. Yeah, maybe. I'm sure there's been some bro on bro bet situation, bet payoff stuff like double dog dares or whatever to get in the poo water or something like that. So I could see that actually maybe being in play
I
here.
I mean, the way you did your bros back in the weight room in high school, I imagine you would throw your own bros in
no
there and
kidding.
Laugh at them. After I pantsed them.
I would take their clothes off them first and then I'd throw them in those waters.
Yeah, pantsed them, yeah.
The Indonesian, whose name I'm not going to say because it's just a little bit too daunting for me. But
hey, by the way, it's Flournoy, by the way. Flournoy.
So we do say the R.
We do, yeah. Okay. Flournoy.
Berea.
Birria.
I'm coming for you tomorrow. Personal record. I'm going for 6 tacos tomorrow.
6 tacos tomorrow.
How many did you have yesterday?
Too many.
Did you have any? Too many?
Yeah, I don't think I've eaten since. I had 3 yesterday.
Every time I looked up, Chief had that silver plate in his face, that big, the serving plate.
Yeah.
I looked up, he's like waving to people like he's running for governor, and then he's got the silver plate thing. He's scraping the fond off the bottom of it. You know,
those tacos bring the best out of me, man.
Doing it right.
I was in my element yesterday.
Can you stop eating a little bit? Maybe do a show?
The Indonesian weightlifter. This guy is 160 pounds, okay? He successfully lifted 437 pounds of weights over his head in the clean and jerk to win gold, and he set an Olympic record in doing so.
The clean and jerk?
The clean and jerk, which
That'd
do you know what that is, Wolchuk?
You.
Do you know what the clean and jerk is?
No, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty tough one to do. It's like you pull from the ground, and then you squat down and throw the thing above your head. Right? Yes.
Okay, so that's what we were watching earlier.
You start with the weight on the ground.
Your knees get wrecked doing
I
this
am
thing.
Just waiting for somebody to snap a limb. Doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so much weight.
Oh, my goodness.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through...
You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's gracious. It's incredible. Yeah.
But for a 160-pound dude to have 437 pounds
over his head.
Yeah. That's wild. Freaking amazing.
Well, they say a strong person can bench their body weight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just double his body weight, and he's throwing it above his head while standing on his feet. Come on, bro.
Jeez, that's impressive.
Military press. That man is strong.
I think we had, like, we medaled in a lifting thing, or maybe we got gold or something as a country for the first time in forever. We finally have a strong guy. We finally got one guy who's strong enough to hang with the rest of the
Stretch Armstrong countries.
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but we did have a USA guy finally show some respect there and medal in
all
a
of our power guys are like, I'm going to play defensive tackle, you know? I'm going to do something else with all this strength. I'm going to be a pro wrestler, make millions of dollars.
Shot put.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got gold and what, bronze in the shot put?
Good Lord, yeah.
Huge guys.
Hampton Morris, first U.S. men's weightlifter to medal since 1984.
There we go.
It's been a hell of a stretch.
And what did he get? Did he get bronze?
He did not get gold. That was a name that I'm not going to try and pronounce either.
Yeah. Well, either way, I'm glad we're finally getting a little bit stronger here.
Yep, it was bronze.
As it goes for.
And that oxidizing green thing was 100% true.
Really?
Simple Google check will tell you that.
Yeah. Okay.
In 2 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really just depends on how much like air and water that it's reacting with.
So you can clean it back up?
Yeah.
All right on. Looks like Joel Embiid is non-committal on playing for Team USA next go around in the LA Olympics.
Cameroon.
He says he might be playing with Cameroon.
Oh, there we go.
I think that's because he sees the writing on the wall. Team USA is not going to want him, so he's getting ahead of it, like he's making this decision on his own. It's a heady play by him. He also said in regards to playing versus France and the French fans booing the heck out of him, he says, I'm going to go back at them and tell them to suck it. Yeah. So that's his strategy for tomorrow's gold outing.
The moment early fourth quarter when he had back-to-back turnovers yesterday, I was like, this dude's not a real American. That's clearly an international thing. Fourth quarter of meddling games to start peeing down your leg.
That's true, man. It was the most European thing
he's ever
done. I
would say you're meddling right now.
He also had the worst, maybe the one of the worst flops I've ever seen as well, where he almost injured himself in the process of a flop yesterday. So Embiid to Cameroon. Can we start that now? Go put on that jersey. We don't even need you to win tomorrow.
Let's get Jokic stateside. You know what I'm saying? If it's fluid.
Yeah, bro.
I think so, too. I think Jokic can play for
Does Cameroon have anybody we could trade player for player on? Do we have anybody we could trade with them for that?
Yeah, can we get a little player swap going? I don't know if Cameroon's got anybody we want.
Derek Lively will take his spot in 4 years. It's fine.
I like that.
Soccer players.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. There it is, another Olympic segment. Canada leads Brazil 20-12 in the second set, but Brazil did take the first one 1-0. That's your gold final beach volleyball game. I can't keep my eyes off it. You know, the competition.
Oh, I know.
Seriously, though, this gal from Canada
The Canadian joint.
My goodness.
That Canadian joint is crazy.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Dude, she's gone full Hollywood out there.
Get my passport together.
Who's got the best uniforms of the two teams?
Canada.
Canada's killing it right now.
Canada's killing it? All right.
Now, the first Brazilian squad that got knocked out of this competition, they were killing it.
Yeah.
But Canada's on fire. That big tall girl, my God.
Yeah. Usually Brazil will kill it with their uniform combinations. Yeah.
Indeed, sir.
Crushing the game.
A college football super segment coming up here in 20-plus minutes, but the top 10 is next, Woolchuck. What do we have in store?
Yes, yesterday we celebrated Whataburger National Day, the most popular items at Whataburger. What's your favorite? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.